Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello, Manchester City fans. Hope you're all doing fantastically well. It is Connor here, and we are back here to discuss Brighton 1, Man City 1. It is your post-match review. Interesting game, really, wasn't it? It was fascinating. And yeah, guys, you can get us on the Talking City podcast as well. Make sure you check that out. Give us a five-star rating. We've got bonus podcasts everywhere at this moment in time, which you guys will thoroughly enjoy. Make sure you leave us a five-star rating, liking and commenting on all of our YouTube platform content as well. But getting into the game, it was a strong City side, I thought. A really strong City side for the style of contest that it was, and that's no disrespect to Brighton, of course it's not. I just didn't expect that. I thought it'd be littered with more youth prospects, to be quite honest with you. But I thought overall Pep went there, and the reason he went there with that style of side is because he respects De Zerbi so much. He was talking in his press conference about De Zerbi and that next level of manager and how he doesn't think that the Premier League's seen a manager like De Zerbi, which is incredible praise, and you can see that with how much. There was a point in the second half, a couple of points, where they literally had five men bombing on towards City's back three or City's back four. It was incredible to watch. They almost trust the centre-back to have the ball, and he has three options every single time. The other centre-back has three options every single time, and they're all so comfortable in tight situations, which City put them under. High-pressurised situations, which don't mean a lot to these Brighton players. They have players comfortable on the ball, like McAllister, Caicedo, and players of that ilk who, in pressurised situations, are able to alleviate that with their technical ability. So it was no easy feat for City to go there tonight and get a victory. And if it wasn't for, I thought, a very soft refereeing decision when it came to Erling Haaland's goal being disallowed, City would have come away with all 3 points with, you know, a City side without, you know, several players, really. You know, one including Jack Grealish, who's been unbelievable this season. So I thought there was a couple of off performances. I didn't think Kev was at his best at all. Mahrez, I thought, was okay. I think there was a couple of off performances, and you can tell, and there's no, listen, Stones went down, didn't he, at one point with it looked like he had a tight calf or a tight hamstring. What City don't want to happen right now is for any injuries whatsoever to creep into performances, because, you know, obviously Brighton, Brentford, two really tough games. You know, City won in the reverse fixture against Brighton, but they lost in the first fixture at home. Their last loss at the Etihad, 2-1 to Brighton, at Brentford, I should say. So they'll be very aware that this is an important run into not doing Arsenal and tear off towards the end, even though they have won the league. But they'll also be very, very aware of the FA Cup final against City rivals Manchester United. And of course, the Inter Milan game, which, you know, could see City do the treble, you know, if they're to complete those two games left, really, in my opinion, that are absolutely, pivotal in City's, not just City season, but City's history. You know, winning the treble would be something else. And I think you saw a performance tonight, which was good, but it was matched by a good side as well, a very decent side who were going to be playing European football next season. So going away to Brighton when you've done everything, City have obviously, you know, I'm sure been enjoying themselves after the win, but Pep stresses the competitiveness. He stresses the professionalism in all of his press conferences, which you'll hear tonight. You'll hear in a little bit. But obviously, I'm sure the City players will have let loose a tiny little bit, and I'm sure Guardiola will have been fine with them doing so. But an okay / good performance for me tonight. Standout probably Phil Foden. I thought he was excellent, gliding between defensive midfield when he was on the pitch. And, you know, a few players I thought suffered a little bit tonight, but it would have been great for Cole Palmer to get an assist in that game as well. But yeah, Rodri as well, a quick shout out to him, who, you know, he's centre-back for most of the game as well. I thought, you know, that's the role he plays for Spain as well. I thought he was fantastic as well. Really, really good and professional at the back, obviously partnering John Stones. You know, there's points at which as well where Rico, but Kyle Walker was going to centre back as well, which I thought, you know, was interesting. Pep moving the chess pieces around again. And, you know, it was just interesting tonight that De Zerbi was doing the exact same thing. You know, players manipulating spaces, moving positions, dropping into positions where they're not familiar with, where they're not normally, you know, placed. And yeah, it was really like a game of chess tonight. And I thought Brighton were well worth the draw. And, you know, City have to be objective in this, you know, shake themselves down. A draw is a loss nowadays for Man City because they win so many games. And yeah, a fantastic result all in all. A fantastic season all in all. And City need to cap it off with a treble for me. And I think they'll do it. I've said it for 4 or 5 months now. I was convinced they'd catch Arsenal. I was convinced they'll win the FA Cup. And I'm convinced they'll win the Champions League. But they just have to mitigate against these, you know, potential problems which could surface, you know, injuries, losses in confidence in parts and stuff like that. But I don't think they'll get that, especially the latter. It's just, you know, you want to keep that same motivation for the remainder of the season. Guys, let me know what you think in the comment section below. If you've enjoyed this post-match review, we'll be on the Talking City podcast with Pep's press conference as well. You'll have Pep's press conference on here as well. And we'll have some more visual content coming for you very soon. Thank you. Make sure you're subscribing, liking, and loving the content, most of all. And we will see you soon. Cheers.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Guys, I don't see Mike, so we can just take a show of hands and we'll come to as many of you as we can. John?
Hello, Pep. I don't know quite how you'll view it, but this, I'm sure a lot of us, that was one of the best games we've seen this season.
That's good. That's good. It's the biggest compliment when you can say that, I think, for Brighton and ourselves. So I was a little bit worried about how much we drop our, you know, what we have done the last 4, 5, 6 months. After 40 hours ago, we drank all the alcohol in Manchester, so, and the way they play was outstanding. Against that team, who you play in that way is so difficult, so. They have an incredible team. We tried to have the ball many, many, many times, and we did it, and they have the quality to do it, and we were aggressive man to man. The both keepers are so important in that type of games. But yeah, we did it. We did it really well.
Were you able to enjoy from the touchline?
Yeah, enjoy a lot. Yeah, of course. Especially being champion. You know that. You have to come here to win the game. It will be tough. We know it. We knew it that as soon as possible. They are a fantastic team, and all departments. That's why are in the Europa League. Well deserved. And also we show why there is a why we are the best team in England. No, it's the only one. The way they play is the only one in the world. That's why it's unique. It belongs to them, so it's do it. So I saw the games against United, even the Carabao Cup final, semi-final, sorry, FA Cup, against Liverpool many times and against Arsenal a few years ago. They are really good. What they do, they're really good. They have incredible quality. All of them, the young players, the experienced players. So in this league is Europa League, Brighton is Europa League, is because they are exceptional. Otherwise, you cannot do that. And and we were able to control the ball, to control the game for many, many times. And we are humble enough and accept or not that when the other teams do really, really good things, they can beat you and they can overcome in many, many moments. So I said in the halftime, guys, you are exceptional when they propose because they are really good and you have to accept it. And stick what we do, we adjust a little bit, a few things, and Bernardo, Kundo, Rodri and everyone, so Rico play again. So I don't remember that guy from 80 years old, one game since the many, many games played this season, play bad. Defensively, so it's really good and with the ball is exceptional. Read the situation, so it's... So all of them, the team was there, and that's why I'm very, very pleased, because I know how difficult it was, and I don't want the team, before the finals drop, you know, our rhythm that we had against Chelsea, we had after being champion, especially today, and we have to try to maintain against Brentford, because during the weeks, it's just relax, it's just recover, and the energy the day of the games. And we had today, Brentford, and after we have long week to prepare one final and 1 week to play another final.
Is actually a game like tonight, is that actually beneficial for you?
Absolutely. We need these opponents to bring us in our, you know, maximum. Will be so damaged for us play games like we won 3-0, 4-0, and it's so important. So in Brentford will be the same. So it's really, really good to the teams help us to maintain that level, because the finals you have to play in that level, otherwise it will be so difficult. Yeah, Phil have a knock in the first half, he have problems in the leg, and in a position the doctor tell me is dangerous and we don't take a risk. He played exceptional, Phil, in the first half. And John at the end was tight. He didn't feel anything, so it's fine, he told me. But of course, we didn't want to take a risk. You have just one central defender with John. The other ones, all of them are injured. So hopefully he can recover as soon as possible.
Oh.
Sorry?
Did you know Roberto Deserbi before?
Yeah.
How much have you spoken to him?
Well, he is from Brescia. I play in Brescia first. We have a friend in common, real, real good friend, both of us. But I started to see his football in Sassuolo, was in Italy, a team with a middle table, not a typical. And I remember went to Napoli and to Milan and Inter or whatever, and said, oh my God, these guys play really good. In Shakhtar, did the same. And was exceptional football again there in a short time. Unfortunately, the war could stop do it, and after came the opportunity to come here and show already who they are. So they played really, really good.
Step by step.
How hard is it to pick a team for these kind of games, keeping players fresh for the games coming up?
We have an incredible staff, physicals, and so without them it could not be possible. Because we sustain no injury for a long time. But I don't know the reason why. At the moment we're in the Champions League, five players with a lot of niggles, important ones, and we have to recover them. So today I felt that we need a team, proper team, otherwise Brighton, you can play 90 minutes in your box. So I didn't want that. Brighton?
Yeah.
Is one of the tops?
Yeah,
for sure. They bring you your limits. It happened at home. He was just 2-3 weeks, and the second half we suffered a lot. I saw the game this morning and still didn't have the process, the patterns that they have, but it's normally just 3 weeks. But after that, you see it. So if you allow them to make with Cowell, today Dunk didn't play, with Caicedo, with Gross, with McAllister, all the short connections, Mitoma. So they are an exceptional team, really, really good. I admire them a lot. I'm a spectator. When I'm a spectator and Brighton play on TV, I want to watch it, because I enjoy watching. So at the end, I'm a spectator, not just a manager. So that's why I'm very pleased, very, very pleased for the way still we are as a team after being champion. That means a lot to us.
Last couple on this side, please, guys, here first. Thank you.
Sorry, Pep, I can take you back to the start. You said all the booze in Manchester. Was it quite a night the other night when you finally got to celebrate? And is that something you've done during the season before?
Sorry, I was watching the action and I didn't listen. Sorry.
It's still a great goal, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's why.
You mentioned all the booze in Manchester. Was it a big night the other night? Is that something you've done during a season?
At 10:30, I was in bed with my wife. I was exhausted and I was match of the day and I slept like a baby. But I know the players did what did they have to do. So when you're in the Premier League, you have to celebrate it. They did it with the families, they enjoy a lot.
And
next morning is just sauna time. And the day after yesterday, we talk a little bit in the afternoon, guys. You have to be ready, energy. Tomorrow night in Brighton at 8, and they did it.
Last one in the corner, guys.
We know Alex scores a lot of goals, but he now has 8 assists. How surprised were you when he passed the ball to Paul today? And what do you think about him having that many assists?
He already didn't surprise anything, Erling. So he's a top scorer, a good assist, a generous player in the effort. We can link with him. He has bruise in all his bodies after the games. If his fault in the goal disallowed, every action to him is fault and never happened. So we are incredible pleased. So after that and being there and still with the team, so yeah, really, really good.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
About this loud goal, they showed it on the big screen, seemed a little bit unusual, but in that moment, were you thinking there's no way that should be disallowed?
If it's disallowed, every action to Erling Haaland or central defender is fault. Every action. And we sell 1 or 2 to 10. It's goal because it's bigger. It's stronger. He won the position for Estupiñán. And was an incredible action from Cole Palmer, and the goal should be given. But that proof that we want what we want on the pitch belongs to us, not anyone giving.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
That's anything.
Well, guys, as you've heard from Pep there, he does really admire De Zerbi. And that's what we were saying just in the preview there prior Pep's presser. I think he illustrated that we're all thinking he's happy with the result. You know, he's in massive sort of like debt to his side at the minute and what they're producing. And they should be in debt to Pep Guardiola as well, you know, because of what he's got out of them. You know, such a high level week in, week out. And to say Brighton are probably going to finish sixth in the division and City are going there with, you know, all the strains on them that they have, not only just injury-wise when it comes to, you know, being able to keep up week in, week out, but also the mental strain of having the Champions League and the FA Cup on the horizon. So him talking about De Zerbi's Brighton there being fantastic, he's not wrong. I mean, McAllister's just probably about to leave to Liverpool, and then, you know, Julio Enciso comes in and puts that, you know, beautiful strike into the top corner. And then, you know, it just seems like Brighton have got replacements here, there and everywhere for such fantastic value. A real crux of South Americans in their arsenal, and Bloom's done a fantastic job at Brighton, invested such a large amount of money and got a really good structure down there. So City shouldn't be disappointed tonight. Pep's definitely not disappointed tonight, and you can tell that from his press conference. Guys, please leave a 5-star rating on all of your favourite podcast providers. It just really, really helps us out. We're trying to get this podcast to the next level. If you want some visual representation, please go over to our YouTube channel. Make sure you're subscribed, and we will see you in a bit. Cheers.